Holy God, holy and most gracious Father,
have mercy on us.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
Incline your ear to me. Rescue me speedily. Be a rock of refuge for me, a strong fortress to save me.
For you are my rock and my fortress, and for your name's sake you lead me and guide me.
You take me out of the net that they have hidden for me, for you are my refuge.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God.
I hate those who pay regard to worthless idols, but I trust in the Lord.
I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love, because you have seen my affliction. You have known the distress of my soul.
And you have not delivered me into the hand of the enemy. You have set my feet in the wrong place.
Be gracious to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eye is wasted from grief, my soul and my body also.
For my life is spent with sorrow, and my years with sighing. My strength fails because of my iniquity, and my bones waste away.
But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God.
My times are in your hand. Rescue me from the hand of my enemies and from my persecutors.
Make your face shine on your servant. Save me in your steadfast love.
O Lord, let me not be put to shame, for I call upon you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Into your hand I commit my spirit. You have redeemed me, O Lord, faithful God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. A reading from 1 Peter chapters 4 and 5. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or as a meddler. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in that name. For it is time for judgment to begin at the household of God. And if it begins with us, what will be the outcome for those who do not obey the gospel of God? And if the righteous is scarcely saved, what will become of the ungodly and the sinner? Therefore, let those who suffer according to God's will entrust their souls to a faithful Creator while doing good. So I exhort the elders among you as a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker in the glory that is going to be revealed. Shepherd the flock of God that is among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but willingly, as God would have you, not for shameful gain, but eagerly, not domineering over those in your charge, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory. Likewise, you who are younger, be subject to the elders. Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. Be sober-minded. Be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour. Resist him, firm in your faith, knowing that the same kinds of suffering are being experienced by your brotherhood throughout the world. And after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to his eternal glory in Christ, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. To him be the dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, a faithful brother as I regard him, I have written briefly to you, exhorting and declaring that this is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. She who is at Babylon, who is likewise chosen, sends you greetings. And so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with the kiss of love. Peace to all who are in Christ. O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. From our reading in 1 Peter today, especially chapter 5, verses 5 through 7, clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another. For God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you, casting all your anxieties on him, because he cares for you. This is our text. Holy Scripture is filled with all kinds of paradoxical sayings. We might call them the paradoxes of faith. It describes things that seem counterintuitive and against all reason. For instance, in the Magnificat, when Mary sings that song of praise, she sings about God filling the hungry while making those who are full hunger. She speaks of the poor being made rich and of the rich being made poor. Or in the Gospels, we can think about the sayings of our Lord Jesus Christ when he says things like, the last will be first, and the first will be last. Or as we heard this past Sunday, the greatest is the one who serves. And then there's St. Peter, who in his letter today says that if you are insulted, you are blessed. And then also who goes on to say that those who humble themselves, God will exalt and raise up at the proper time. So today we end this walk through the book of 1 Peter during the season of Lent by looking at hope for those who are humbled. hope for those who are humbled, because God promises that those who are humbled will be exalted. It makes me wonder, what are the things that humble us? What are the things that humble you and humble me? There are so many humiliations in life. The struggles of life often humiliate us. Our problems don't just evaporate, even though we pray and we go to church. There are the humiliations of suffering in the body, pain, health issues, and old age. The sorrows of life also humble us. We groan because of the carelessness and the lovelessness and the recklessness of our family members. We mourn the loss of those whom we love, and we are humbled. Our sins humble us as well. Why do we find some sins so fascinating when we've been burned by them time and time again? Why do we keep sticking our feet in our mouths? Why do we continue to embarrass ourselves in front of others? Our sins certainly humiliate us. And then finally, to top it all off, there is the humiliation of mockery and disdain that we suffer for being Christians in this world. You might call it the persecution. Not large persecution for us, but maybe small persecution. Maybe it's those who honk their horn in derision or yell vile things when we stand for life outside the abortion clinic in Worcester. The mockery for being a Christian. It humiliates us. All of these humiliations level us. They bring us low. They cut us down at the knees. They bring us down to size. Humility has an amazing benefit for us as well. Humility gives us some sympathy for others. Humility gives us compassion and love for others. Humility cultivates in us an awareness of our need, as well as a tenderness and openness to the needs of others. And so today, St. Peter encourages us to be those who embrace humiliation and humbleness, knowing the promise that at the proper time, God will exalt us. And for that, we have the example of none other than our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Our Lord is the one, you might say, the first to be humbled, to humble himself. Consider who he was. He was equal to God, God of God, light of light, very God of very God. And yet he humbled himself. Humbled himself not only by taking on our human flesh and becoming man, that would have been humiliation enough, but he humbled himself by becoming a servant, wearing the form of a servant. We can think here about what Jesus did on that night when he was betrayed, when the disciples gathered with him in the upper room, how our Lord took off his outer garment, wrapped it around his waist, grabbed a basin of water, and kneeled down like a household servant to wash the feet of his disciples, who humbled himself by becoming not only a servant in washing their feet, but by laying down his life for them and for you. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And we will hear those words again this coming Sunday, and we'll hear those same things again and again and again next week as we move to Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. We'll hear over and over again about the one who humbled himself for you and for me. And what we see in our Lord is an example of a humiliation that is then raised into an exaltation. He humbled himself and became obedient unto death, and then he was exalted to the highest place and given the name that is above every name, so that every knee would bow and every tongue confess him to be Lord. We see in Christ the example of how it is for us. Humility before exaltation, and suffering before glory. But let's not lose the end of each one of those. Suffering before glory and humility before exaltation. But what lasts and what will remain is not the suffering and not the humiliation. What will last and what will remain is the exaltation and the glorification. We have the promise that God will raise us up. We have the promise that He will, at the proper time, exalt us. Rejoice, St. Peter says. Rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when His glory is revealed. It ends in glory. St. Peter calls himself a witness to the sufferings of Christ, as well as a partaker of the glory that is going to be revealed. Isn't it a wonderful encouragement for those who are humbled to know that what will be revealed, what is coming in the future, is not more suffering, but rather an endless glory? Humble yourselves so that at the proper time He may exalt you. And so we do. Every time we confess our sins, we humble ourselves. Every time we confess our faith and confess that we are not Lord, but that He is Lord, we humble ourselves. Every time we gather here to find refuge in the body and blood of Christ, we humble ourselves so that He can raise us up. Today we commit ourselves into our Lord's hands. Today we entrust ourselves with all of our sufferings, with all of our pains, with all of our humiliations. We entrust ourselves to our God. And we cast all our anxieties on Him, because we know that He cares for us. And we know that He cares for us because He gave His only Son into death for your sake and for mine. And now we have this promise that after you have suffered a little while, the God of all grace, who has called you to His eternal glory in Christ, will Himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you. St. Peter can tell us this confidently and boldly because St. Peter has been through the humiliations. He has been through the humbling of sin and of suffering and of persecution. And he was raised up by the word of his God and exalted even into heaven. And so St. Peter ends his letter, even as we end now, with these words: peace to all you who are in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding now guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.
Thank you.
our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and let your saints shout for joy. Lord, keep this nation under your care, and guide us in the way of justice and truth. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide the nations upon the earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. For the needy shall not always be forgotten, and the hope of the poor shall not perish forever. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Let my cry come to you. Let us pray. Almighty God, by your great goodness, mercifully look upon your people, that we may be governed and preserved evermore in body and soul, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gracious Jesus, our Lord and our God, at this hour you bore our sins in your own body on the tree, so that we, being dead to sin, might live unto righteousness. Have mercy upon us now and at the hour of our death, and grant to us, your servants, with all others who devoutly remember your blessed passion, a holy and peaceful life in this world, and through your grace, eternal glory in the life to come, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, one God, now and forever. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless us, defend us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.